Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, coming to you from a successful speech at the Joe Brown luncheon at Ahern Hotel. Joe Brown, a great guy, great Republican, great businessman, who has a get-together every month at Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, and it's generally not a political gathering, it's more of a business gathering, but also some politics thrown in, and graciously invited me to speak today. And I gave his barn burner speech that brought the house down, standing ovation when it was over, and a half-hour line from my books, and what a great crowd. And everybody blown away by the content of my speech, which was kind of a mini version of my radio show. People who have never heard my radio show just don't understand the kind of action, the kind of energy, the kind of pedal to the metal, balls to the walls that goes on for 3 hours a day on radio on this show. No one's ever done a show like this in the history of radio. In any case, let's get to the news of the day. I was supposed to rush home and get to a Steve Bannon interview, by the way, on Steve Bannon's War Room today. But because I was rushing back from this event, as soon as I got in the car, they texted me and said, you know, are you on the way? And I said, I'm on the way. And they said, it's cutting it really close. Why don't we just do it tomorrow? And I said, no problem. And that kind of gave me some breathing room. So I'm going to do Steve Bannon's War Room tomorrow, Thursday, as well as Newsmax TV tomorrow, as well as Newsmax TV Tuesday, all of them to promote my new book, the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, which has been at the top ranks of Amazon for about 2 weeks now. So thanks to all of you out there who have bought the book and who have supported the book and supported the ideas and the strategies of yours truly, Wayne Allen. Really appreciate it. Let me start, not that it's the most important story in America, but I put it at the top because I just love to say CNN's ratings are tanking. I just enjoy talking about it. To me, it's always a lot of fun because I can't stand those people at CNN. So CNN's ratings tank, 57% drop. Fox News Channel, again, I can't stand Fox News either. But it's certainly far superior to CNN. Even though Fox News is kind of a rhino network run by Paul Ryan nowadays, who's in charge of their board of directors, it's still a far cry from CNN. CNN is communist news network, and anytime they fail, I'm happy. So Fox News Channel dominated the cable news competition in the second quarter of 2020, winning across all metrics among total viewers in primetime and daytime, and among viewers 25 to 54, the demographic group most valued by national advertisers. Fox News' quarterly ratings delivery was its second straight quarter as the top-rated network, not just in cable news, but in all of basic cable, and posting its 78th consecutive quarterly win among the cable news networks, among total viewers, and its sixth consecutive quarterly win in the key demo of younger viewers. All the cable news networks saw rating declines compared to the second quarter of 2020, though, with CNN experiencing the biggest year-over-year drop in primetime, down 57%. Fox News declined overall, though, even though they win, they're the leader, and they're the most watched, not just cable news, but on cable, period, their ratings still declined by 42%. And I can tell you why. Nobody wants to watch Fox News anymore who's a real conservative. They really screwed themselves. Fox News declined by 42%. MSNBC had the smallest drop among viewers in primetime, down 37%. With CNN slipping a staggering 68% compared to the second quarter of 2020, Fox News saw a 50% drop compared to a year ago, and MSNBC's decline was 48%. So everybody's down. You can understand why Fox News is down. They've disappointed so many conservatives. And you can understand why CNN's down. They're a trashy fake news network that, you know, is owned by Communist China, obviously. And MSNBC down, not as much as the other two, but way down. And I can guess why. It's not down quite as much as the other two. Because the average person watching MSNBC is a devoted, loyal commie. And so, you know, they're not going to stop watching just because the network's filled with lies. They don't even recognize it's filled with lies. CNN is so dumb, they don't realize that they can't beat MSNBC at their own game. You can't out-liberal MSNBC, right? It's not possible. So you should be trying to be in the middle and show both conservative and liberal thought, right? But CNN doesn't. They show only liberal thought. And being that they can't out-liberal MSNBC, they lose. It's like there's no win there. You can't win. You can't be more liberal than MSNBC, and you're not as conservative as Fox News, so you got nothing. I've always said whoever's in the middle is roadkill, but CNN's not in the middle. They're extreme liberal, but not as liberal as MSNBC. You can't beat MSNBC at their own game. And speaking of terrible ratings, Biden crashes to 38% approval in a brutal Quinnipiac poll. Now, keep in mind, when Trump was president, I constantly criticized Quinnipiac. I think I'm pronouncing it right. I hope so. I constantly criticized Quinnipiac because, in my opinion, they oversampled Democrats. And they always were out to get Trump and to prove his ratings were low. They always oversample Democrats. Well, if they're oversampling Democrats in their poll, and Biden is at 38% approval, then he's the lowest rated president in the history of America. It's unbelievable ratings for Joe Biden. He's crashed to a new low of 38% in the latest Quinnipiac poll. It was released today. The brutal poll shows Biden losing support across the board on issues with his numbers on immigration and the border in the 20s. And a solid majority, 55%, saying the Biden administration is not competent in running the government. That's their only mistake. The American people, 55%, say Biden is not competent in running the government. And again, that may be the way the question was asked, right? It may very well be the way the question was asked. If that's the only question, you know, the only way the question is asked, is Biden incompetent or is his administration incompetent? I'd say yes, too. But the reality is it's not incompetent. It's a bunch of communist radical nutcases who really want to destroy the United States of America. And so there's nothing incompetent about it. They're trying to destroy the United States. Is there incompetence mixed in? Yes. Liberals are always incompetent. Liberals don't know how to make trains run on time. Liberals don't know how to run a business. Liberals don't know how to sell. Liberals don't really know how to do anything in the business world. So, of course, when they run the country, there's incompetence involved, mixed in. But their goal is definitely destroying the United States of America. So Biden's a negative 38 to 53% job approval rating. I don't know how Trump has ever been that low. I mean, these are all polls that lean to the Democrats. Those are numbers lower than anything I ever saw with Trump. It's really amazing. And in the last poll released 3 weeks ago, Biden was negative 42 to 50%. Now it's 38 to 53 negative. Republicans disapprove of Biden 94 to 4. Can you imagine who the 4% is? How dumb could you be that you claim to be a Republican, but you're in the 4% that likes Biden and approves of Biden and supports Biden? That's amazing. 94 to 4 Republicans against Biden. Independent 60 to 32 disapproving of Biden. Democrats approve of Biden 80 to 10. Can you imagine how dumb and delusional Democrats are? They approve of Biden 80 to 10. Biden scores negative in double digits in all but one key issue when Americans were asked about his handling of coronavirus. 48% approve, 50 disapprove. The economy, 39% approve, 55% disapprove. Commander-in-chief of the military, 37% approve, 58% disapprove. Taxes, 37% approve, 54% disapprove. Foreign policy, 34% approve, 58% disapprove. Immigration, 25% approve, 67% disapprove. Situation of the Mexican border, 23% approve, 67% disapprove. So all things considered, he's a huge loser on every issue except for his handling of coronavirus, which makes just no sense at all, because to me, I'd give him the lowest score on all those, but coronavirus would be the absolute lowest, because his handling has been a disaster. In any case, strongly disapprove. Biden's strongly disapproved numbers are high across the board, except for two groups, Democrats and blacks. Strongly disapprove among men, 49%. Strongly disapprove of Biden. Women, 39%. Independents, 48%. People 18 to 34 years old, 35% disapprove. Age 35 to 49, 41% disapprove. Age 50 to 64, 53% disapprove. Over the age of 65, 45% disapprove. And what's ironic is whites and Hispanics agree on all the border issues. Whites and Hispanics agree. Remarkably similar numbers. As far as the border, Biden's handling of the border, that whites disapprove 18% to 73%, Hispanics 24% to 68%. Among handling of immigration, whites disapprove 20 to 73%, Hispanics 23 to 69%. Same on Biden's deporting illegal aliens. Whites and Hispanics are on the same page on all the issues regarding the border and illegal immigration. Amazing.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader,
awesome and amazing
champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Attention seniors on Medicare.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War the Warrior, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. 69% of Hispanics disapprove of Biden's handling of immigration. Isn't that amazing? I always said when Trump was running for president in 15 and 16, I said there's a line down the middle. Show me an Hispanic who's been in America legally for many years. Any Hispanic who's legal and anyone who's been here many years, they consider themselves American, and they'll be on Trump's side like 60%. And show me an illegal alien, they'll be 99% Democrat for Hillary Clinton. So that's the dividing line among Hispanics, legal versus illegal. It's not an Hispanic issue. Nobody hates Hispanics. It's legal versus illegal. And obviously, most legal immigrants, 69%, don't like Biden's handling of immigration. They don't like the open borders any more than we do. I always said you let in millions of new people. If I was Hispanic, I'd be against that. That's not good. That's taking your job. That's keeping your income down. All right, more big stories. And as the show goes on, I'll fill them in detail. But let me just let you know what's going on out there. U.S. records highest increase in nation's homicide rate in 100 years following a year of BLM riots. In April 2020, Democrats, Black Lives Matter, Hollywood, NBA, the tech giants, major U.S. corporations launched their official war on police across the USA. Consequences of their actions devastating 1,990 more homicides in urban centers in the past year. 33% increase in homicides across major urban centers across the U.S., and you can blame 100% on Democrats. More news today. Los Angeles City Council passes COVID vaccine mandate for restaurants, bars, gyms, shopping malls, and theaters. Can you imagine? People in L.A. will have to show proof of COVID vaccine in order to enter almost every indoor venue starting November 6th. Can you imagine how insane that is? They only left out grocery stores and pharmacies. So if I lived in L.A. right now, the entire Los Angeles, before this, was planning on moving to Las Vegas. You can't even believe the amount of California people are moving here. And now it's going to triple. If you weren't vaccinated, you got to get out of Orange County fast. You got to get out of San Diego fast. These people are gunning for you. They're looking to ruin your life. So not everyone who leaves goes to Nevada. Some go to Texas. Some go to Florida. Some go to, I'm sure, like Colorado, Utah, Phoenix, Arizona, Idaho, Montana. But in the end, I would say 60% of them get divided up by maybe 8 states that I just mentioned. And 40% of all the people leaving California go to one place, Las Vegas. So this city's real estate will continue to skyrocket. Skyrocket. Because everybody in L.A. has to get out of L.A. And everyone in California has to get out of California. And isn't it ironic at the very moment I quoted you that California's, or I should say Los Angeles' city council passed a COVID vaccine mandate for almost every retail store and indoor venue. Two women died from adverse reactions after receiving Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And this is going on, you know, with so many people. So this is just an article about two specific women who both got vaxxed and they died. Here's another article. The vast majority of Delta variant deaths occurring in the fully vaccinated. Between February 1st and September 12th this year, far more people who got vaccinated with the COVID vaccine died from the Delta variant than people who skipped the shots, a new Public Health of England briefing admits. The report found of 2,542 recorded deaths, this is in England, blamed on the Delta variant, only 722 occurred to unvaccinated patients, 1,820 in people who took the jabs in obedience to the government. So the people dying are not unvaccinated, they're vaccinated. Stop lying. And at the same time that's happening, here's a VAERS data shocker, as in the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Total number of deaths from COVID vaccines nearly double all deaths from all other vaccines combined since 1990, at nearly 500 deaths per week from the COVID vaccine. Total, just let that sink in, absorb that. The total number of deaths from the COVID vaccines nearly double all deaths combined from all other vaccines since 1990. How many times have I told you that? I've said that again and again, but I didn't have the fact. It's now a fact. It doubles, nearly doubles, all the deaths combined in the history of America since 1990 from vaccines. And at that moment, they're pushing vaccines on you. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? We'll be back in a sec. Great guests coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Arlington and Grand Prairie police saying Timothy Simpkins was captured this afternoon. It's believed he shot at least three people inside Timberland High, west of Dallas, during a fight. Arlington Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby says the rest of the student body is safe.
I also wanted to say good news is that all our students have now been evacuated from the school. We had about 1,700 students here at Timberview High School, and we're glad that they're safe.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is offering Democrats a short-term deal on extending the federal debt limit. McConnell saying Republicans are willing to agree to extend the debt limit to December. That would temporarily avoid a looming default on debt obligations by October 18th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, way down the roots, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, zinc sulfate, to reduce hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. Studies prove COVID-19. And so Dr. Zelenko said, let me put together an actual nutritional supplement that has zinc and quercetin and vitamin C and vitamin D all in one capsule to boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. And Z-Stack is his vitamin. And all you have to do to get this nutritional supplement is go to root4america.com. That's my website, root4america. I wanted to make it really easy if you're driving or you're you know, in a rush and you're listening with one ear while you're shopping, grocery shopping, whatever it is you're doing, picking up the kids at school, you're hanging out at work, you're in the office, you're listening with one ear. It would be hard to remember his website, but it's easy to remember root4america.com. That's Wayne Root's website. Just go there, click on the link, and purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Root for America, click on the link at the top to purchase Z-Stack, and you'll see his site and all the ingredients that are in the bottle of Z-Stack and all the resume of Dr. Zelenko, et cetera, et cetera. Root4america.com, click on the Z-Stack link. We've got our guest, Megan Barth, with us. She comes on a couple times a month to talk about politics in the country and also politics in Nevada. She's the new editor-in-chief of a brand-new website called TheNevadaGlobe.com, TheNevadaGlobe.com, and she's got an exclusive story about how politics is shaping districting here in Nevada. Megan Barth, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Always good to be with you, Wayne.
So tell us about this redistricting story. I assume it's some sort of a shocking story on how they're stuffing districts with the wrong kind of people. I don't know. That will always, you know, win districts for Democrats, I'm guessing.
Oh, that's a great guess, Wayne. You're right over the target. I went to the Clark County redistricting meeting, which was held by the commission. The commissioners were present in the audience, but who was hosting the meeting was a quote-unquote consultant who has been tasked to redraw or draw the districts according to the census data. When you dig down further into who this consultant is, he's a very proud activist Democrat that has delivered, I think, 10 out of the last 12 elections to Democrats. So do you think maybe he'll draw the districts in favor of Democrats in order for Democrats to monopolize their power in those districts? Well, of course he will, because he basically admitted it. I have never witnessed such racist, racial pandering in my life. There were a ton of what I would call Marxist activists from a variety of organizations throughout the valley here. They all had maps. They wanted their maps included with his maps, and they wanted their maps to influence his maps. And so I was reading the rules of redistricting, which they had posted on a board at the front of the meeting, and it specifically said that you cannot pack districts, which means you cannot use packing as far as packing a bunch of races or of the same race in a district. And while I was driving in, I overheard him say on the live feed that he was tasked by the commission to create two Hispanic majority districts, two of them. He was going to try for three, and he did try for three, but there was just no way he could get three majority Hispanics, but he's pretty sure he can get two Hispanic majorities, and that was under the direction and the encouraging of the seven Democrat commissioners of Clark County. I asked him specifically, is that not packing if you just create districts with an entire just majority of Hispanics? Oh, no, that's not packing. And then he didn't really explain why it wasn't, nor did he explain really. He explained packing, which sounded exactly what he was doing, but he didn't explain why what he was doing wasn't packing. Like I said, this is not only happening in Clark County. I know you have a national audience. And what the national audience needs to understand is that they are literally segregating races and packing them into counties under the soft bigotry of expectations, or the low expectations as well, where they believe, well, if we put enough Hispanics in this one district, not only will they vote just for Democrats, but they'll vote for somebody that looks like them. And when you pull Hispanics or when you pull African-Americans or Asian-Americans, they tend to lean Democrat, but they are also open to vote for Republicans. And when you don't give these people a choice, because many of these districts, if they are saturated with one race, if you will, and they're voting 80% Democrat, you will not get a Republican challenger to enter that race because it seems lost. Now, the whole purpose of redistricting is to neutralize communities according to the census, whereby you aren't using race or other demographic information to pack the districts. You are simply supposed to create the districts according to the, or eliminate the districts, or redraw the districts according to the population increase or decrease.
Right. Well, they fix everything. Look, everything's been rigged since 2016. Trump beat a rigged election, and they vowed he'd never beat a rigged election again. They double rig it. They triple rig it. They do whatever they could. And, of course, COVID came along. What a convenient excuse to rig the 2020 election and destroy the economy and destroy Trump and steal the election. And now they're trying to steal more elections that they never, ever, ever lose power, and they can leave the borders open. And then soon in the future, Megan, they won't need to rig anymore, right? You wouldn't need to rig if you let in 12 million new people and every single one of them is a Democrat because they're all on welfare from cradle to grave and Democrats promised them the biggest checks. Then you never need to rig an election again. You got 12 million new Democrats. So that's clearly the plan of these guys. So they'll keep rigging in the meantime until they bring in millions and millions and millions of new. I'm probably lowballing 12 million. They probably want 50 million new Americans, 100 million new Americans. But in the meantime, they'll rig every election they can and stuff every Democrat-leaning voter into any district they can. That's the story, right? I mean, there's no other way to look at this.
No, and I don't disagree with you on your premise, and that's why we have open borders. We wouldn't have open borders if open borders benefited Republicans. And if the Democrats really wanted to do something about the border, they could. They could simply reinstitute the policies of the Trump administration and continue building the wall. But their dereliction in their duty is purposeful. They basically want to overthrow the capitalist system by creating a whole underclass of people who are then dependent on the government. So if you get more people on the government dole, you thereby basically have overthrown the capitalist system. And then, of course, we have the bureaucracies moving in on private businesses with all of these ridiculous COVID mandates, which are not only costing them employees, but they're costing them money. There are reports coming out that with all of the ships that have been docked now for weeks and weeks and weeks off the coast of California and off the coast of New York, people can't start their businesses, specifically restaurant businesses, because they cannot get the supplies to open their businesses, like the refrigerators, the ovens, etc. So now we have a lag in new business development, entrepreneurship. That would create more jobs. All of this is being done on purpose. When Barack Obama told us that he was just a few days away from the fundamental transformation of the country, we know that Democrats want to fundamentally transform this country. And you don't fundamentally transform something that you love.
No, I mean, I know how to end open borders tomorrow, by the way. And they'll make Democrats build a wall. They'll put a moat around it. They'll put alligators in the moat. All you have to do is take all the countries that have been, you know, just destroyed by COVID lockdowns, you know, where the people are now locked in their homes. They can't get out, or the people are over vaccinated and they're dying and they're sick. So take Israel, take Canada, take UK, take Australia and take New Zealand, and just put all the white people of those countries on the Mexican border clamoring to get into America, and Democrats will build the wall all the way to the sky, and they'll put a moat around it and put alligators in it, right? If they ever saw white Israelis, Canadians, Australians, and Britishers coming towards America, knowing that most of them would probably vote Republican forevermore, they would block all, and they would say they're filthy, disgusting people, and you can't let them in the country, and what, do you want to change the culture of America? You can't do that, and they build the wall. I mean, isn't that ironic? It's kind of a joke, but it's totally true. I mean, I'm tongue-in-cheek, and yet it's totally true. God forbid there were millions of white people at the border. That would be the end of open borders.
Well, and on the inverse of that, that's exactly what Obama did. He changed the way that we our immigration system worked, whereby when we were handing out visas, et cetera, for legal immigration, we used to invite the legal immigrants in who were educated, right, and who spoke English and who had a job. And those were mostly what you would call Nordic types of countries, Poland, Germany, Britain, et cetera. Yes, more of a domination of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, if you will. But when Obama came in, he changed the makeup to import those from third world countries that lacked basic education, that were coming from predominantly Muslim countries. And this is all historical fact. This isn't some hyperbole that I'm shooting out there. I did a story on it. And so that changed the makeup of who we were inviting into our country, not illegally, who we right. were inviting and giving right. passes to. And then that create that chain migration, right, where they would say, oh, well, I'm from Pakistan. How about I invite 40 of my relatives over here since I'm here? Well, come on in. And right. so we've seen the demographics change around the country. Now with open borders, there are 179 different countries represented by those who are infiltrating and invading our country from the south. And now the Joe Biden administration is simply catching them and releasing them into the interior of our country.
Right. That's the plan. And by the way, there's nothing racist about anything we're discussing. A, it's historical facts, as Megan said, and B, you know, I would welcome a black person who wants to work over a white person who wants welfare any day of the week. This is about wanting to work versus welfare. That's all it's about. That's all I care about. We'll be right back more with Megan Barth. When we get back, the NevadaGlobe.com is your new website.
Hi, this is Joe Schrader.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroo for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Welcome back. Wayne Allen Root is with you. I want to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America, 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold just one rare coin collection for $15 million, which was the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which makes them the best of the best in the world, top half of 1%. But here's the biggest advantage for you. Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer anywhere, so they can afford to give you incredible deals. So Tangible will sell you gold, my fans, my listeners, sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one. If you know anything about gold or silver, there is no such thing. No one ever anywhere has given you the chance to buy gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just say Root. That's it. And you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet. R-O-O-T, 800-384-41, or online, TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. We're back with Megan Bartsch. She's got a new website. She's editor-in-chief of the new site, thenevadaglobe.com. And the reason we talk about things like this, even though my show is national, number one, we've got a big following. We dominate afternoon drive here in Las Vegas. But also, you know, what happens in Vegas and Nevada doesn't stay in Vegas and Nevada. It's a sign of what's going on all over the country. So I'd love to have Megan on to tell us about some of the trends going on in Nevada. And, of course, she talked to us about, you know, them stealing, basically, you know, rigging and stealing elections with redistricting. Let's talk about some more national type of deals, Megan Barth, like Sweden and Denmark. Pausing the use of the Moderna vaccine in younger age groups. Tell us about that story.
Well, Sweden and Denmark are following the science, unlike the U.S. and other westernized nations that have used draconian, dystopian data and lockdowns and masking, et cetera, to combat a virus. And, oh, by the way, masks don't prevent you from getting a virus. And if I hear one more person say, yeah, well, what does your surgeon use in the operating room? That's for bacteria. Okay. Moderna has been basically shelved by both of those countries because of myocarditis and because of other symptoms that are as a result that have occurred after post-vaccination in young people under 30. So instead of harming their young people any further, they are basically shelving that vaccine for that age group, which is exactly what we should be doing. But they are leading the way by simply following the science.
Right. And of course, here I understand there's massive debate at the Biden administration, at the White House. They're debating the booster shots. A lot of people around Biden say we should not be going all in on the booster shots, and Biden won't listen to them. How could anybody take these shots? You'd have to be insane. There is no science, Megan. These people are madmen. Right. They're like the doctor that created Frankenstein. They have no idea. They're suggesting a booster when they don't even know how many people are going to die from the first two shots, let alone a booster. They have no idea the damage they're doing. They've done no testing, no long-term focus groups, you know, where they match one against another, one gets the placebo, one gets the actual drug. That was never done. They have no idea how much damage they're doing to the immune systems of the average American. How could anyone be dumb enough to get this stuff?
Well, you're not fully vaccinated, then, are you? If you need multiple boosters, endless boosters, then you are never fully vaccinated. So what is all of this rhetoric surrounding full vaccination when you aren't ever fully vaccinated if you continue to need boosters? And, oh, by the way, can we stop calling it a vaccine? Because vaccines used to prevent you from getting the disease. It did not just protect you, it prevented you.
And
now
sure
what we've
doesn't.
Seen is
yeah.
that the CDC has now changed the definition of vaccine to talk about protection instead of prevention. And we also saw two heads of the FDA resign within the last month or two because of the booster shots. Even those doctors did not agree and left the FDA agency over booster shots.
Well,
we also now have today the NIH associate director to Fauci, that clown's right hand man, also stepped down today.
And the question is why? What's the big debate about? Right? Why? Well,
yeah,
maybe they're debating over.
There's
got to be a debate internally about the VAERS, the Vaccine Accident Adverse Events Reporting System. There's got to be a debate that we now have more deaths directly from the vaccine than all the vaccines in the history of reporting since 1990 combined times two. There's got to be somebody arguing that you got to stop the vaccine program when this many people are dying, don't you think?
Well, you would think, but of course we're dealing with eugenicists. Okay, that is who is running the show right now.
You know, Megan, I'm not sure. I think we're dealing with greed. I think these people just want money. You know, I don't think they're sitting there going, how many people can we kill? They're going, how rich can we get off of Big Pharma's bribes? That's what I think. Hey, listen, the music's on. We got to run. We'll continue that debate next time I speak to you. Is it people saying, let's kill everyone, or people saying, let's just get rich and I'll be damned the consequences? I don't care. I don't know. Megan Barth is new editor-in-chief of a new website called the NevadaGlobe.com, NevadaGlobe.com, and you can also find her at ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth, thank you for coming on the show, as always.
Thank you, Wayne. Have a great day.
On the run, we got the news break, and then I'll be right back with you. Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.